You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Time to hear what happened at the nominations party and hear from a few of the nominees as well. Some a little bit more, let's say, legless than others.
To hear more,
go to studentradio.org.uk.
Well, that's it for this evening. The nominations have been announced. And right now, I'm at the URB table. You've had a pretty successful night, it's fair to say. Hey there, Mr. John T. Osborne. How are you doing?
Hey, buddy. Yeah, I'm really good. We've done well, and we're looking forward to the awards. Go get your tickets.
So I'm now at the nominations party, and I can say that Shock Radio has won 3 awards. Am I right? 3, yeah?
Yeah, 3. Paul Jones got the best entertainment show. There was also like the best no outside broadcast and all that. That was for the 3 Beaks Challenge, which is Snowdon, Scarthorpe Pike and Ben Nevis. And we also got best imaging. So that's fantastic. So everybody's really happy. You should have heard the cheers. The cheers were absolutely amazing.
Hello, I'm Jake Cosworth and I'm program controller of Spark FM.
Spark FM, is that the one that just got nominated for like awards? And
I think we got, I don't know the exact figure, 8 or 9 Student Radio Award nominations, which is brilliant. Very happy. I've been told it's one of the best we've done in the last few years.
So, I'm joined by Beth, former station manager of Express. Congratulations!
Oh, absolutely over the moon with our 3 nominations tonight. It was a fantastic year. So many hardworking people within Express. So I'm just really, really proud this evening.
Right, so you guys are from Nerve, is that right?
We are, yes.
That's... Whereabouts is Nerve?
We're in Bournemouth University.
Bournemouth University radio station then. So, 6 nominations.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Do you want to just read through what the nominations are?
Yeah, let me have a look. So, I've got them all written down because I didn't want to forget and I knew I would in the excitement of the moment. So, we got Best Chart nomination. So, well done to Jeremy and Michael for the chart show. Best Tech Achievement for Nerve Core, which was contributed by Ashley Morris, Jack Mullen, and Jeremy Clark. So, well done to those. Best Interview, which was Michael, who interviewed Wagner from X Factor, if anyone remembers him. Mm. Harrison sat next to me, got a nomination for Best Specialist Music Programming, so well done.
Oh, it's like Christmas, seriously.
A girl called Laurie got a nomination for Best Female, so huge congratulations to her. And we also got a nomination for Best Station, so
that's the best one.
We are very chuffed. The best station entry, that myself and Michael put that together with the help of Ryan, and it took up about 2.5 weeks of our time because we wanted to get every single voice that was on Nerve in the demo, which we managed to do. I don't think we missed anyone out, so it took a long, long time to do, but it told the sort of story of the year of what we've been doing at Nerve, and that narrative in it paid off, so it was worth the hard work.
I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so happy for Abby. I'm so happy for the whole station. It's just so lovely that we're just all gonna have a lovely night. I mean, it's just, I'm not even asked about winning. To know that someone's just gone, this is really good, and to know that I can just buy a nice dress and look lovely and have a lovely night, it's just gonna be the best. It's just the best thing I could ever wish for ever. I've just worked so hard. I can't believe it.
I'm Abby Booth. I'm a third year broadcast media production student, and I present the breakfast show on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
So, what's it been like to know?
I didn't think I was gonna get nominated. Like, I genuinely wasn't expecting it. Like, I proper just thought, oh, I'll enter. Like, nothing will come of it. And then it did, and now I'm kind of in shock still. And then my boyfriend didn't come because he didn't think I was going to get nominated, and then I did. and I cried, and I hate crying in front of people. Like, I do not cry in front of people, and I just cried in front of pretty much the entire station, so I'm going to go crawl in a hole, I think.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
To the females up for the Best Female Award, both from Spark FM, Alice Winnie and Abby Booth as well. Congratulations to you both. We are looking back at the SRA Training Day and Nominations Party. We've heard from a number of speakers that spoke on the days and heard some of their advice and then their stories, their anecdotes as well. We are continuing with the nominations parties now to see what the reaction was like to the nominations in London and East Anglia region with Zach Walford.
To get in contact with us, tweet at SRA.
I'm now joined by 2 people from Smoke Radio. How does it feel to be nominated? Was you expecting it?
No. I had sort of a list of ones that we thought we would have a chance in, and the best station was right at the
them, so I don't really know what to say. I mean, it's been a year of really, really hard work. We've got to say that we've had a team of probably 50, 60 people behind us helping us. It's too many people to name, but yeah, we spent a lot of time.
We're just absolutely thrilled. I think that's the thing, isn't it?
Hi there, I'm Orion, and I'm the presenter on the chart show entry, and we are from Pure FM in Portsmouth.
Hi, I'm Alex. I am one of the producers, or Alex Watson. I am one of the producers of the chart show.
I'm Kerry Oak. I was the producer on it, and I'm now the station manager of Pure FM this year.
Okay, so tell me about your entry. What kind of made it stand out?
Well, we worked really hard with one of our alumni who won the chart show last year, and he really looked at it, took it apart, and basically said, what we had before was an entertainment entry, and what we needed was a chart show entry. So what really stuck out in the entry was proper, you know, chart show links, actually outroing the music properly, talking about the artists, getting some background info that we pulled on all the artists that were in the charts so that we could actually talk about the music rather than making it like every other radio show we do.
Well, my name is Dan, I'm the station manager of Surge, and this year, I hope I've got this right in saying, we've got two nominations. One for Best Event, or Live Outside Broadcast, which was our 48-hour marathon, and one for Best Newcomer for Toby Leveson, who's our head of music this year as well. And the 48-hour marathon, now this was a huge event that we did, and I was one of the few people, I think I was the only, no, there was a few others, who decided it was a very good idea to do two overnight shifts on this marathon, so from sort of 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. on both nights, because 48 hours, 2 days. So that was my role, but the planning behind it, like Hannah, our station manager last year, did so much work behind the scenes, organising everything, with a little subcommittee, and I've honestly never seen anything like it. It was just incredible, like such a big event, and like I say, 48 hours outside broadcast in the middle of, was it March? I think it was February, March time, so it's freezing overnight as well. I'm so glad it got the recognition it deserved. It was raising money for charity as well. I should probably point that out. It's not just us deciding to do a long outside broadcast. It was raising money for charity. And whatever we raised, Santander matched it as well. So I think we raised over £1,000 in 2 days, which is really good.
So the nominations have just been announced. And Best Speech Programming, Express for the clinic.
I'm Ella from the clinic with Imo and Ella.
So how are you feeling right now?
I didn't expect it, so very happy, very, very pleased.
So what is the clinic about then?
The clinic is Cardiff Radio sort of student health and wellbeing kind of advice show. So we talk all things sex, relationships and mental health.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Just a little one from me. Remember, you can get your Student Radio Awards tickets online, studentradio.org.uk. Be fast, because the last time I checked, there were not many dining tickets left. And if you want to eat, which is always a good thing to do, you might want to get a move on. Back to the podcast.
To get in contact with us, tweet at SRA.
I am now joined by Anna Louise Walter of CSR FM. She's been nominated for Best Female Presenter. Anna, how does it feel being nominated?
Oh my God, and literally, it hasn't even sunk in yet. I think it's just sinking in now. It feels amazing. I didn't expect to even get this far because I'm fairly new to radio and there's so much competition out there. So yeah, it's unbelievable. I feel very honoured, yeah.
I am Scott. I am officially Sparks Head of Music and unofficially Sparks everything. Tonight's obviously really important. The main reason it is, like, I put in for a couple of entries myself, but genuinely wasn't like that bothered. I'm just super happy for everyone that's been nominated. I'm dead happy that the station got nominated. Myself and Jake, who was the program controller, we spent a lot of time working on the entry, and obviously it means a lot, because it shows that we're doing great stuff, and it shows that the guys on air are actually doing really, really well.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
So that's it for the Student Radio podcast for this edition, recapping on the nominations party and the training day, of course. I hope you've taken something from it. I hope you've learned something, a little piece of advice, a little sliver of advice from the many industry speakers we heard from. Remember, as I said throughout the interviews, in their full versions, their director's cut, the extended versions will be up online very shortly, so keep an eye out for that. If you haven't learned anything, I would suggest you go back and listen again because there was a lot to take here. Maybe make notes this time. Also do us a favour as well and tell everyone you know about this podcast. Otherwise, I've done this for pretty much no reason at all. And I could have been sat at home eating grilled cheese on toast. So tell your parents, tell your friends, stick it on Twitter, retweet it, share it around as well. I'll do some shout-outs and thanks to the official SRA podcasters from the various regions, to Darius, to Zach, to Sam, to Ollie, to Jay, and to Aisha as well. Yes! All off the top of my head, all of names. Brilliant, I'm good with names. Also thanks to all the industry speakers that came along on the nominations day and the training days. And also thanks to you for listening and for coming along as well. I've been Dom Sterling. I'm still going to be Dom Sterling. And until next time, have yourself a wonderful day/night. Delete where applicable. Ta-ra!